The Indy 500 is less than 2 weeks away, and if for some reason watching cars go fast and turn left isn't visually stimulating enough for you, well then you might actually want to take a walk right across the street from the Motor Speedway, take a stroll down Main Street, where you're going to find the Speedway Center for the Arts, and they are offering up their own homegrown interpretation of racing this month, and also a way that you can share some of your favorite Indy 500 memories. And here to talk more about that with us is the president of the Speedway Arts Council, Amy Carroll. Welcome, Amy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Good to have you here.
Absolutely.
And you guys are located right there, 1340 West Main, right there on the corner. But you guys have only been there for about a year.
We have. We opened the end of last June. And so we have a little red awning and a big mural on the side of the building with a race car, go figure.
And inside this month, you have an amazing exhibition.
Yes.
By Gary Dausch.
Gary Dausch is there, yes, with great race cars, great racing art, as well as the 100 years of programs is there as well.
And on Saturday night, Gary will be there with his art from 6 to 9,
yes.
Kind of having the big opening of his show.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He's going to be there as well. If you want anything signed by him, he's offering to sign his prints or originals. It's a very fun time in Speedway.
And his work is amazing. He takes a photograph of a race car, but then paints it. And you would never know that the painting is not a photograph. His talent isn't exceptional.
Often I have to remind myself that I'm not looking at a photo. It's that realistic.
And the way he captures cars and light and everything, too, I mean, it really is a piece of art. Even if you're not a race fan, you are going to be drawn to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, the other thing that you guys are doing, you're helping WFYI out as well, because you're giving our old coin phone
a new
home for month of May. It's called our Speak Up phone, and a lot of you listeners took part last summer when we had the Speak Up phone down on Monument Circle for the Spark. It's an old pay phone that you can pick up the receiver, and you have a couple of minutes to let us know what your favorite Indy 500 memory is. And Amy, you guys have had a great time with this over there.
We have had a blast. We had a big crowd in there over the weekend, and we were just having so much fun watching people kind of interact with the speak up phone. It's almost like some people get right on there and everybody has a story about the Indy 500. But some people really want to share that story and some people are a little shy about it. But it's funny because sometimes it's almost like, I don't know, but as if you're going to make a prank phone call, and they kind of cup their hand over their mouth and look around to see if anyone's listening. And sometimes they whisper into the phone. So it's always fun to watch people tell their story into the speak up phone.
And we're going to be airing some of those stories as well here on the radio and also at WFYI.org as we continue to collect them throughout the month. Do you have a favorite 500 memory?
Oh, you know, I think my favorite memory is a lot of people's favorite memory is the beginning of the race. Anytime you're there and you hear back home again in Indiana, and you hear the anthem, the national anthem, and you see the balloons and the flyover, you know, that's everyone's favorite story, memory or story, for sure.
And you are an artist yourself, and you and your husband have lived in Speedway just for the last 12 years, so you have seen it grow and change, like,
you know,
there's no tomorrow.
That's the best part about Speedway, is you think you know Speedway, and then you really don't, and then once you get there, once you do find out Speedway, you learn to love Speedway. And well, that's the best part about it.
We wish you guys continued success over there at 1340 West Main Street. It's the Speedway Center for the Arts. Stop by, leave us your memory on the Speak Up phone. More information at speedwayarts.org. Vroom, vroom for the rest of the month of May.